Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the ninth year of Angel Healing House Radio, right here on Blog Talk, that airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Welcome back to my loyal listeners, and a big welcome to those who are listening for the very first time. Now, if you are listening for the first time, if you do miss any of the programs, remember that they are all archived on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio page and can be listened to at any date, at any time. You know, if you're a new listener, every week the Posse of Angels and I do give out free mini angel readings to callers into the show. If you'd like to call into the show to receive one of those free readings, if there's time, please call in on 646-716-6794. And I do start taking callers about 20-25 minutes past the hour. But we start each 20 minutes or each 20-25 minutes with a channeled topic. But before then, we start out with an astrological reading that because so much of what's happening in the celestial heavens is affecting all of us. So let's take a look at that. Yesterday, February 17th, we experienced the first of three Saturn-Uranus squares that will be happening throughout this year. The next one will be in June, and the final one will be in December. A square is when two planets are 90 degrees, which creates a tension. It is this tension that creates challenges, but challenges also often create necessary action and movement forward. Remember that Saturn rules things like restrictions, the establishment, structure, and boundaries. And just as the opposite to that is Uranus, which rules freedom, innovation, anti-establishment, and finding new ways of doing things. With the fortunate influence of us being in Aquarius, the influence of Uranus will win out, with us shifting to a time of freedom and looking at the world in a more elevated, unrestricted, ascended light. Today, February 18th, The sun enters the last sign of the zodiac, Pisces. And happy birthday, upcoming birthdays to all of you Pisces. My mom is a Pisces. Some of Pisces' characteristics are creative, being creative and artistic. They're very empathetic. They're generous and they're natural healers. But we also have a flip side, but they also can be overly emotional. They can be impressionable and really closed off to accepting help. Being the last of the zodiacal signs, the arrival of Pisces brings in a feeling of culmination, a wrapping up of the zodiacal year, as Aries is the first sign of that zodiacal calendar. It's a great time to reflect on the past year since March 2020 and what we would now like to create and manifest, inviting in the next turn of that zodiacal wheel. Upcoming on February 20th, Mercury finally goes direct and gets out of retrograde, which will free up communication to bring in clarity. It will bring in clarity about this new Aquarius chapter of our lives and just how many of us will be moving forward. And when Mercury goes forward, I can hear a big hallelujah chorus from so many people. Since Mercury does restrict us for 3 weeks, about three or four times every year, in order for us to review our lives, in order for us to slow down, and in order for us to reassess where we are, clean out our closets, clean out our laptops, clean out our minds, detox, and then we move forward when Mercury gets going. But do remember that it takes about 10 to 14 days to get out of its shadow phase and go completely forward. Now, on February 25th, Venus will enter Pisces, where this watery emotional placement will provide a fluid place for Venus, which is the planet of love, beauty, harmony, justice, and fairness, to express herself at her best. This may result in heightening our sense of intuition and provide the perfect energy to relate deeply to beautiful things like art and poetry and music. So if you find that you're getting your inner muse on, and let yourself be directed to these beautiful arts. Now, these energies that we are currently in now, they are causing us to have massively crazy dreams. So if you are experiencing like being in the world and then not being of it, this is one of the ascension symptoms that we're going through. So don't take it personally. It's just that we're integrating these new energies and we're elevating our consciousness. It's very unsettling, though. You might be even experiencing pressure in the third eye. Remember, whatever you are feeling, to ground yourself, to drink lots of water. Salt baths seem to help a lot. Saging might be to sage your energies, and find different ways that you can stay in your joy, whatever you can do to stay in your joy. And one other thing is to be really kind to yourself. Now, the Posse of Angels and I wish to share with us that with all the information and disinformation that is swirling around, it's more important than ever to not attach too tightly to any belief, as the information that we base those opinions on may not be wholly truthful from a trustworthy or reliable source. Now, this is a timely reminder that while we were always divinely endowed by God's source with free will, much of what we were led to believe in was carefully manipulated under a system of programming to make our egos more important than our sixth sense, which is our intuition. Now, this was finely tuned in order to separate and divide us, not only from one another, but more importantly, from ourselves, our divine eternal natures. whether it was through pushing competition and taking sides through things like politics, sports, religions, etc. These things went counter to our divine natures that deeply knows that we are all connected and that there is no competition. By pushing agendas on things like TV panel shows that programmed us to react and then to be filled with tension and rage. For those of you who can remember, just think back to Jerry Springer and Geraldo Rivera. These were always meant to keep our energy frequency at a very dense, low level by creating division, having our egos wanting to be right, and by judging others. By not giving our higher energies away to anything, including pushing our beliefs, it creates and opens up space for us to consciously perpetuate higher, elevated frequencies of joy, connectivity, light, compassion, and unification. When we discover that someone has different opinions to ours, we can choose to just rail against it, putting all of our energies into proving that someone is wrong for their beliefs. Or we can acknowledge that we are spiritual beings incarnated into human form, as we are, utilizing free will to make decisions and choices to walk their journey as they see fit. It is interesting. Just like we would not like anyone to tell us how to walk our journey and to tell us what we should believe, well, then we must do the same for others as well. Bless them, wish them well, love them, for these are the energies that are going to elevate and expand and really, expand and elevate our highest frequencies. The Posse of Angels and I have been asked by many frustrated clients how to deal with family and friends who are still asleep. They are not awakened and conscious. And no matter what information that we share with them and that we send them, they refuse to shift and awaken. Our consistent reply, the Posse of Angels and my reply, is just to love them, no matter what, because it is this high frequency vibration that will feed our energies, and it will go on to nourish and increase the energies of the world, not contributing to more division and separation. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that if our being in a high vibrational state is at all dependent on people agreeing with us, and if it is all dependent on our energies, others' beliefs make our, energies high vibrational or not, then this is a surefire way to invite calamity into our lives. It actually sets us up for inevitable disaster and constant energy drain. Where we are as a human collective, ascending into beings of light on a planet of light, is that we are expanding in consciousness and evolving by letting go of who we knew ourselves to be. Believing in connectivity and love, rather than putting any energy on our differing opinions and dogmas, is much more important to our ascension than of the triggering and charged topics currently being waged as a war of beliefs. Now, the Posse of Angels and I wish us to be lighthearted and not to put any of our focus on any video, on any person or information that takes us out of experiencing joy in our lives, for that is where our true treasure, our true wealth lies. Things like finding beauty in nature. I don't know if you follow me on social media, but I have been posting of my friend, Sammy the Squirrel. He is very wise, and we have a wonderful bond. He has now trained me to put out almonds for him at certain times during the day. And when I look into his eyes, I see what is truth. I see what is real. It brings me so much joy. And in that moment, I raise my consciousness higher than anybody else that I could follow on social media, because I get in touch with what is real. So you find your beauty in nature. Find your beauty in expressing love and unity through your heartfelt connections, reaching out to somebody, somebody that maybe you know is in need, and just say, how are you today? And I'm just sending you my healing prayers, my thoughts, and my love, allowing ourselves unbridled excitement and passion to build and create more heartfelt ways that we can be connected. This will abundantly fill up our emotional bank accounts and then draw more abundance into our external world. My angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and I have shared in previous shows that as awakened conscious beings of elevated energetic frequency, we no longer learn and manifest solely through information. That is old, that is outdated, and that is so passé. This was perfectly, learning this way through information was perfectly in alignment when we were in the former Piscean age of things like logic and reason, when our lower vibrational frequencies had us thinking, and trying to figure our way out through life. Now that we are stepping in to the fifth dimension, we learn by feeling through our hearts, as this is now the center for learning, for manifestation. Actually, it's not so much for learning, it's remembering that what has been seeded in our souls, and we create, we manifest through our hearts. The Posse of Angels is asking us to be very diligent at this time during the quiet of Mercury retrograde and blessing. We are not being held back just to be held back. We are being put in a holding pattern for a reason, to review and reassess and re-edit our lives and to really clean up what we need to clean up. And they wish for us to be detectives to see where we are allowing thieving lower dimensional energies to sneak in, or where we have invited them in to invade, to steal, and to lower our frequencies. Now, for example, I spent hours the other day going through my history on my laptop, and I also went through things on my YouTube subscriptions, newsletter subscriptions. And while I was going through them, I was using my sixth sense to carefully discern to see if the information that I was willingly receiving and putting my focus on either elevated my energies and uplifted my spirit, which is giving me joy, or if the information promoted anything of blame, separation, sought even things like revenge, proclaimed winners over losers, and generally professed an agenda of being right and making others wrong. After unsubscribing from a great quantity of things that fell into this category of diminishing and giving away my precious elevated energies, no matter how relevant and seemingly important the information was, I was left with only those things of quality, of connectivity, love, light, unity, inspiration, and harmony. Afterwards, I saged my office, and I went on because I was so excited to sage our whole house. I apologized to spirit and myself for not being more diligent and setting new intentions, affirming that I would be more mindful of where and on what I brought into my inner sanctuary. And this includes how much time I spent on social media. I then took a hot salt bath with essential oils, and I felt like a bright, shiny new penny afterwards. The Posse of Angels is wholeheartedly agreeing and are saying that once we are conscious of what we are allowing to lower our frequencies, then our consciousness can and will soar. We will grow exponentially. Once we consciously surrender, and once we let go of anything that is not of light and love to reign in our lives, then we can remain in the higher realms of light. This occurs because we energetically demonstrate that we are already evolved beyond any separation and division as powerful sovereign ascended masters of light. Once we really do take a good hard look at what we are allowing and choosing to focus on, it could come as rather an unnerving shock. But once we ruthlessly clean house, clean our laptops, our inboxes of anything that does not give us an elevated oomph, a positive, uplifting charge of higher energies, we let go of the heavy burden and weight of perpetuating anything that emphasizes taking sides or, again, being right. And by doing so, we create the space to realize these extraordinary times of higher ascension that we have the privilege and the honor of being part of and participating in. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us, please make no mistake, we as a conscious collective raised our frequencies to such a heightened state, and you might get a little bit of a surprise, that we have already stepped into the new earth, and that occurred last July 2020. Now, for those who may not believe this or may not be experiencing being in the fifth dimensional energies and feel that perhaps nothing has changed in their lives, it might be that one is still watching the mainstream media. Perhaps one is still watching videos about politics and who wins and getting revenge and blaming and proving fraud and proving corruption. No matter how much we justify and no matter how much we rationalize, that we need to be well informed. The universe only works in absolutes. Either we choose to feed our energies on lower frequencies, or we can consciously choose to put our attention on ways to demonstrate love, creating ways to be generous and kind, creating projects of humanitarian purposes to elevate new structures, emulating things like peace, unity, equality, and harmony. And these are all elevated ways of being. The first thing is to become conscious of where our energies are being focused. As I mentioned before, this became really clear for me when I checked my history on my computer, my inbox, and as such, it gave me a huge aha moment. Whatever narratives and posts that we are giving our attention to becomes part of us on some energetic level. Quantum physics clearly states that everything is made up of energy, which constantly flows and changes form. Those things that vibrate slowly on the lower end of the spectrum are of a heavier, dense energy and can only be perceived with our limited physical senses. Those things that vibrate quickly as they encompass more light and positivity are almost imperceptible to the human senses, but they are often picked up with our psychic awareness, our intuition, clairvoyancy, clairaudience, clairsentient, and these are our innate abilities. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that we have the free will to ascend and elevate as light beings in human form for the first time in Earth's history, mainly because our light frequencies have not been elevated, and so we could not elevate and we could not ascend in human form. Knowing that the darkness that descended and was perpetuated on our beautiful planet was created by putting emphasis on things like blame and willing and being right and judging and competition and division of any kind, we simply can't fully step into the higher dimensions and still have our energies fixed and focused on these lower dimensional frequencies. Even though as a collective we have experienced this elevation of light through the Great Awakening, remember that through ascension, through everything, we still have free will to keep replaying chaos and drama, or we can rise above it and not give it any of our focus. Each one of us incarnated to remember who we are as powerful, sovereign beings of light, to remember our divine eternal natures, to share our individual awakened light of higher consciousness. Knowing this, we do not allow anyone or anything to take us off our path of elevated, higher, unified thought of love, forgiveness, compassion, unity, and peace. This then becomes our one and only sacred path. The walking of our sacred path is never diminished by what others say. It's not diminished by their actions or any information or any external influence, because the walking of our path and the staying on our path is generated by the connection through our heart to God's source. By consciously choosing to live in these elevated frequencies with our focus and attention on our every thought, our every word, our every action that we make, we then serve with great love in the way that God's source asks us to serve, by living every moment in our higher elevated states of consciousness. We literally lift ourselves off the earth, no longer having any resonance with it. It has no ties to us anymore. Walking our spiritual path in the higher dimension, we step into the realm of the magical, heaven-sent synchronicities, which happen regularly. And by choosing to focus solely on higher elevated thought and feelings, my reality becomes the reflection of these higher frequencies filled with miracles and serendipity. And personally, I can attest that it is a truly wonderful place to live. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, here on Angel Healing House Radio, which airs every week on Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Just before we go to the callers, I would like to remind everyone that if you would like some intuitive counseling, your an hour and a half of individualized, in-depth, looking at your life with myself and my angelic family, the posse of angels, looking at your life from an angel's perspective, to look into the Akashic records to see what lessons you drew to yourself, and perhaps the reason you met people along the way and what lessons you wish to learn while you're here in this present incarnation. Perhaps you would like some past life clearings to see where perhaps there's blockages and sabotaging from past lives, or to learn Reiki. All of those things can be discovered on my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And you can always call Angel Healing House and myself, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716. Without any further ado, if anyone is listening and would like to call in for one of these free mini angel readings, please do call in on 646-716-94. Let's go to our first caller. We have Erica in Washington State. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today, Erica?
I'm good, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. What's going on in your life?
Nothing. I just had two puppies pass away last month unexpectedly. And I just was hoping I can connect with them. One of the names is Chongles, and she was a female, and Kiko was the male.
Okay. Were there other puppies as well?
I have, my parents have others, but I do have others that have passed away.
Okay.
Junior and
I mean, mm-hmm. did you have a litter of puppies and those two passed away?
No. I think he was just kind of sick.
Okay.
I didn't realize that, but he just, it almost like a heart attack is what he had.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can tune into these puppies. Well, before you even said that, the first thing is I got that that this was because both of it's interesting. Both of them were I'm getting the word defect. There was something in. They're showing me actually. They're showing me. Is it the arteries? Yeah, they're showing me that, like the arteries. There wasn't enough blood pumping to the heart because it was like they're showing me this pathway that was defective, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just getting shivers up and down my legs. For them to be able to live on, they would have had not a good quality of life.
Oh, okay.
Not a good quality of life. So, and for you, it was a chance for you. I'm just looking at your life, like from a higher perspective, to see why you
mm-hmm.
would bring this to yourself. How long did you have the puppies before they passed?
Since September, I think they were about 8 weeks old.
Okay.
In September, my parents got them, and so.
Okay, all right. So they were your parents' puppies or your puppies?
Pretty much. They were my parents, but I was kind of always there.
as we would be with such you know, sweet little beings. This was another opportunity for you to be okay with loss. Not only be
mm-hmm.
okay with, not only be okay with it, but to see it from a higher perspective. Do you know about the Rainbow Bridge?
No.
Okay. I can see it very clearly. All animals, when they cross over, they cross
mm-hmm.
over on, oh my gosh, now my whole body is full of shivers. They cross over on the Rainbow Bridge and they play and they frolic and there's no animosity. The dogs don't chase the cats. You know, they're loving and they're happy. And it's just, when I've read for people whose animals and pets have crossed over and they have been sick, I just get this vision of this happy, just so joyful animal,
mm-hmm.
now 100% healthy. And they cross over on this Rainbow Bridge. That's what Chungles and Kiko would like you to imagine them now. They are happy. They are joyful. And it is a part of life. All of this talk today about elevated states of higher consciousness is that we understand that we are spiritual beings having a physical experience. We did come back
mm-hmm.
to know ourselves, and we did come back to raise our elevation. And in so doing, it helped raise the elevation of the planet, so all this darkness and stuff could come out, and deception could come out, so that the planet would ascend into a lighter, more harmonious and unified planet of light.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing for you to understand, that they are well and they are happy and they are joyfully jumping around and skipping over that Rainbow Bridge. So let me pull some cards for you. and see what comes, what else comes out for our lovely Erica. Okay. First card that's coming out for you is the Queen of Wands. Now, the Queen of Wands is the queen that's empowered. She often is the one that is, she knows how to give to herself, but she also is very magnanimous when it comes to giving to others. And she loves when other people succeed, because she knows their success is her success. The next card that's coming out for you is the Ace of Cups. This Ace of Cups is the card of your cup overflowing. I don't know whether you might have had any questions about relationships in general, but they're saying that that you've learned a lot from relationships, and that that you're going to go on and draw to yourself more relationships that are more in tune with who you are now. And the next card coming out for you is the Nine of Pentacles. And this is a beautiful, beautiful card of feeling prosperous and abundant and very, very rich or very wealthy. In who you are. So I hope that's all been helpful for you. I just get such a good feeling when I see those two puppies dancing on the Rainbow Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and seeing if there's anything, I mean, it was so unexpected.
I'm sorry, you broke up. Can you repeat that? Are you there, Erica? Erica, we seem to have lost you. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. It's the 509 has dropped out. Let's go to our next caller. We have 415. Let's go to Catherine.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Good, good. What's happening in your world?
It's feels good. I definitely felt different after the new moon, the lunar new year. I always enjoy the lunar new year.
Yes.
And where I live, yes, there's a lot of activity. I mean, not as of course not this year, but a large Asian community. And but I definitely a lot last week since the new moon. Like that weekend, I just slept. I didn't feel bad or sick or anything, but I just slept so much. And so my question for your posse of angels is what was happening?
Okay.
Seriously, there must have been a lot of downloading something.
There was a tremendous amount of downloading that came from that time of the new moon on the 11th. And it knocked so many of us out. I mean, you know, deep, deep sleep and weird, weird dreams. I don't think I've ever slept so deep. And I would get maybe 8 hours of sleep. And yet, and then I would be up for a couple of hours. And then I would feel like I needed to go back to sleep.
Yeah, I had the same. Still a little bit today even, but the Friday, Saturday, Sunday was really
yes. It seems seems to be tapering off a little bit. I've heard from many people that they've also felt, you know, a throbbing in their third eye, you know, which is an indication to me that we're always, you know, that we're going through that integration of uploads or downloads or those new energies coming in. This is really getting us ready for that forward movement that is going to be happening towards the end of February. We have a full moon, and we also have the start. We're going into the beginning of the zodiacal year with the finishing off of Pisces on March 21st. And we're going to, you know, so we're really coming through a culmination at the moment feels like we're going through the birth canal, and we're getting prepared for that forward motion. A lot of people have felt like they've been, held back, or they're losing hope. But we really don't want to step forward without integrating these energies. And you and me, Catherine, and everybody else, we don't have to really know what the energies are, but we need to ground them. And if we feel this way, one of the greatest things that we can do is to go out in nature, be a part of nature. Put your feet in the dirt, go hug a tree, those kind of things. All those things that we've been told over and over again, salt baths, I drink lots of water, but really go out and be a part of nature and ground ourselves in there. So let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Was there anything else that's going on besides that, which is really huge, but anything else for you?
No, not.
Okay, let's go and get a general read and see what comes out.
Yeah, what am I preparing for?
Okay, all right. Okay, the words that I got, even before I pick a card, is you're preparing for success.
Oh, I like that.
You're preparing for joy. You're preparing for your soul's highest elevation in how you're going to serve. And they're saying it most probably will not look like the way that you thought it should be, or the way you were attached to it or expected it, but it will tick all the boxes, and it will be something that you absolutely enjoy. It'll be, you are elated to do this. Let me see. You might have to move in order to do this, but you won't mind because yes, so many of us are. We're like camping at the bit already. And you know you're being called to higher service. And these, that's where they're going with this. They're saying that these integrations of these energies with this new moon, they're getting us to let go and surrender and release everything we thought that our life should look like or should be in order for us to be then elated and so excited about moving and stepping forward and collaborating with our soul tribe when these opportunities present themselves to us. It's going to be a time of great celebration. So let's pick, oh my gosh, the first card is the Star card. This is the wishes coming true. This is the wishes coming true. This is you are the star. And they're saying, Catherine, prepare to be the star. You're going to be possibly in the spotlight, not to show off, but to shine, shine your brightest. How cute. The next card is coming out for you is the Fool, which is the new beginning, stepping into that. You just jump off and also with childlike wonder that you're going to be doing this. And the next card that is coming out for you is the Four of Wands. This is the celebration. It's the success card. It's the card of success or recognition after hard work. And believe me, if we're still here after the year that we've been through or the 10 years leading up to it, it's been progressively difficult for many of us who know where we're from, know why we came back, and still we're like that little Energizer bunny, and we still kept going, and we still held the light. So I hope that's been helpful to you. They do want me to look under the deck, and under the deck is the Three of Wands, which is watching those ships come in, and those ships are filled with your wishes and your dreams and your intentions and desires. So beautiful, beautiful messages.
Beautiful, very. Yeah.
So I hope that's been helpful.
Yeah, that it is kind of inspiring to keep cleaning. You know, like you said, it's a good time in retrograde and cleaning out all
your
old emails and closet space, that momentum.
It does. And I've done so many programs before on the blessings and the gifts of Mercury retrograde. I get so excited when I go into a Mercury retrograde because I know, I know that it is giving us that 3 weeks of looking around and make sure everything is in order, because when that new comes in, we want to be that bright, shiny penny and to be able to step forward and in our greatest light and to have created the space for the new to come in.
Yes, sounds great.
So hope you have an absolutely glorious day. God bless you.
Okay, you too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. If anyone wants to call in for a reading, we still have some time. You can call in on 646-716-6794. 610, Regina, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Lovely. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I feel like that last caller, like, other than the question I was going to ask, you know, asked some things, and you were sharing that the Posse of Angels was telling her, you know, possibly you could be called to move. And, you know, I know that's my desire anyway, and it's been, it's just the timing of God and the universe. And, but it was just a reminder, because sometimes I like fade in and out and try to block it out. Because that's, you know, I'm born and raised here in Kimberton, Pennsylvania. So, you know, it's been quite some time. So it is a fear, but, you know, we have to walk through the fears. One of my questions, you kind of answered a little bit during your download that you were reading, sharing with us. I have been having like dreams sometimes, and all in one night. Like the dreams are like of past relationships, of past friends, and then stuff that I've never even seen. And then my mother's been transitioned since 2007, and I wake up strongly feeling her. I just was curious as to maybe a little bit more in depth than what the angels are trying to tell me.
Right. Okay. Well, the reason that this is happening is because we are elevating to such an extent that there is no delineation between us and across the veil. We now can hear, we now can perceive, and you know, we're picking up those signals very clearly. You know, like when you put your focus on your mom, when you put your focus on loved ones, dear ones across the veil, you know, telepathically connecting with things. And it's giving us a little bit of a shock, and it's giving us a little bit of an aha when this happens. But they're saying, don't be at all concerned about this. It's just, and actually they're saying, it's an indication, those dreams, that you are integrating the energies. You know, we all have different fingerprints, and we all integrate the energies differently. But they're saying for you, it shows that you are heavily integrating the energies because of the dreams that you're having.
Oh, that's lovely. And that's thinking again from your download reading to us today, and sharing with us when you were talking about like the cleaning out the closet. I've had all of 2020 when we were in COVID to do that. I just happened to do that this past week and deliberately got rid of it over the weekend. And I feel like maybe the dreams of like some past stuff, it's like a cleaning out of that. And it's like really time to like sever, which I feel like I have, but it's just my higher self telling me, yes, we're severing once and for all now, because like you said, moving in, transitioning into the fifth dimension, we have to let that stuff go in order to go through smoothly and whole, because we are whole, right? We are whole anyway. So there's no reason to take that junk with us.
No, and sometimes, why people come back from the past, during a Mercury retrograde, because things are returning, for us to see if we're triggered or we're reactive by it, or if we just look at them and, whether they're across the veil or whether they're here, and we just see them with unconditional love. It's like, did we learn that lesson, and are we fine with it? So a lot of times that's what we need to experience with those people coming back. I love Mercury retrogrades because, people from the past return. And since I brought everybody into alignment, I don't mind them coming back, that kind of thing. So it's, let's pull some cards and see what comes out.
Yeah. As you're pulling cards, Claire Candy, I tend to pull myself a card a day, sometimes three cards. Do the posses like that, because I'm doing that, or no?
Yes, they do. Most of the time, it's just for us to have confirmation. Most of the time.
Okay.
When we look at it, we go, oh, yeah, I knew that. that kind of thing. Like, I knew that. And they're just, as long as we're not, overly attached to anything. The first card coming out for you is the Two of Wands card. The two is like an integration card. It's holding the world in your hands, but it's also like you're partnering, and you're partnering your human self with this ascended self. And that's what's coming together at the moment. The next card is the Eight of Cups, which is the walking away card. And really, we are detaching from anything to do with the old world. And as I said in the channel today, the more that we can not put our emphasis on anything that lowers our vibrational frequency, we raise so high our light inside of us that we actually lift off of the old world, and we start to take on those robes, if you want to call it, of being those ascended masters on walking on the earth plane. And the next card is the Six of Pentacles. And this is the giving and the receiving card. So, you're giving to yourself during this time of Mercury retrograde by being quiet and cleaning and opening yourself, making space in order to then receive when we get on the other side of this. So I hope that's all been helpful to you.
Oh, it's been wonderful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. Take care.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Love you, too. Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We have 702. You're on the line with Claire Candy. Hoff, who am I speaking with?
Hi, Claire Candy. It's Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. How are you today?
I'm wonderful. How about you?
Good. Good. I'm very
good,
well.
Good.
Very,
I'm
very
not
well.
Calling for myself. I'm not calling for myself today. I'm calling on behalf of a girlfriend of mine, which I've heard Regina do before. So I was like, maybe I could do that for my friend.
Sure. What is the question?
So she's always asking me how she can connect with her angels more and just general guidance for her, maybe 2021.
Okay. First of all, for her to connect with her angels, there are certain things, to do that would help. First of all, is to set aside a time during the day where you make the angels a priority for you. It's like any good friendship. The more that you put into the friendship, the more you will get out of the friendship. Make that a priority. look at ways to elevate your energies, because we can only connect with the angels when our energies, our frequencies, are light. So that means cleaning up your diet. No artificial coloring, flavoring, preservatives, additives, chemicals. No fluoride in the water. I mean, these things are really fundamental to lightening the physical body. We clear up ourselves mentally by being conscious what our thoughts and our words are, and our actions, to make them high, elevated, connected, of love, forgiveness and compassion, unity.
Mm-hmm.
Emotionally, we give ourselves joy. We stop reliving the past and stop worrying about the future. And we come home to ourselves, and we know within our deepest core that we are divine. We are here as reflections of God's source. These things will all elevate her frequencies. And
she's a busy mommy of two. So
well, then even more so where she needs to make this a priority. So let me go to the cards. Oh, I've got about 3.5 minutes left to pull some cards for her.
Okay,
let's go to the cards and find. Okay, this is the Temperance card. She really needs to balance. She needs to balance her life. On one hand, she could say that she wants to be in contact with the angels, but if she makes no effort and she doesn't, find time, either ask her partner or husband or her parents or somebody or something to have some quiet time, she will find it very difficult to connect. The next card is coming out. It's the Six of Cups. This is a card of children, but she needs to treat herself as a child as well. She needs to be innocent, knowing that the angels are there and they're just waiting for her. And then the next card is the Judgment card, which is the new phase of life or a new beginning. And she really does need to have a new beginning around this. So I've helped
she's been
a lot.
Wanting
of,
it. The, yeah. number, the number 47 has been showing up for like her whole life. And so they're very much around her, and she's aware of it. She just has had trouble trying to find the clarity on how to connect, I guess.
Right. Well, I've helped a lot of people to be able to connect to their angels and to see the ways that they are maybe sabotaging themselves. So I've got to go. I hope that's helpful for you, Shannon.
Yeah. Thank you, Angel. You're the sweetest.
Okay. Take care. God bless you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
You too.
And that just about wraps the show up for today. Thank you to all the people who called in. If you did not and were not able to get on the show today, please know that Angel Healing House airs every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And every week, this is our ninth year, myself and the Posse of Angels are giving out those free mini angel readings. If you would like an in-depth reading, please, that is intuitive counseling where we look at your life and your Akashic records. And there's angel tarot readings, and the Reiki energy healing is included in that, whether you're in my office here in Santa Monica, California, or it's done online through Distant Healing. Please do call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or else visit my website, which is angelhealinghouse.com. And remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. And I'm wishing you love and angel blessings as always. Take care, everyone. And I do look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye.